Joining me live in studio today is Krista Tidwell. I also have Rosa Montano over the phone with us this morning talking about the Holy Family Catholic Church Christmas Bazaar, which takes place in Thane at the Catholic Church this upcoming weekend. Rosa, let's start with you this morning. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you today?
Good morning, Duke. Thank you for having us. So, yes, we are excited to be having another Christmas Bazaar fundraiser this year. It is Saturday the 7th from 10 to 3, but we've added an hour, a special hour, limited only to 30 shoppers from 9 to 10, and there is a $5 admission for that, but it does include a swag bag with vendor treats in there as well as two free raffle tickets. And it's going to be just a great way to start the Christmas spirit that we all need this time of the year. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And, you know, as I've learned more about this event, I have really liked the idea of having that early entry at 9 o'clock to be the first in there and see everything and have that extra raffle ticket. Rosa, tell us some of the items that will be raffled off as part of this event that people will get when they get those tickets when they head in.
Well, it's based on a lot of the vendors that donate their merchandise. You know, it's a promotional thing for the vendors as well, which our goal is to not only get our shoppers, but we want all our vendors to sell all of their merchandise while they're selling. So we will be having retro notebooks. A local lady by the name of Erin Otley will be there with her retro notebooks. We have vinyl, and let's see what else. We've got dinners ready will be there. So they will be donating some of those items that they particularly, sell towards our raffle. And last year it was an overwhelming success, and we're hoping that this year will be twice as successful. So, it could range anywhere from pottery to paintings to jewelry, aromatherapy jewelry. Krista is with Lava by Design, and she does her aromatherapy. So it's a huge variety from all of our 25 vendors that we have this year.
Again, this morning we're talking with Rosa Montano and Krista Tidwell about the upcoming Holy Family Catholic Church's Christmas Bazaar, which is taking place this Saturday. Krista's joining us live in studio now this morning, and Rosa mentioned a few of the vendors. Krista, you are one of those vendors. Tell us about what you will be doing at this event as a vendor.
Well, I will have my custom aromatherapy jewelry that I make to use with essential oils. So I'll have my essential oils there and products that I make with essential oils. So handmade soaps, handmade lotions, handmade lip balms that are all made with essential oils. But then I have the jewelry that goes with it. And there's more to the jewelry than it just looking pretty. The stones I use are semi-precious, so you get the healing properties from the stones on the jewelry as well.
And you know, Krista, one thing I really like about what you do is it's all created here locally, right? And we always talk about shop local, keep your dollars here, and you're a small business, and you're going to be at this vending at this event, and it's a chance for people to come out and support the cause of the event, but also support local businesses like yourself.
Absolutely. There's a lot of really good vendors that are going to be there. This is my second year doing the event, and I love it because it's small, but it's fun. Rosa makes it really fun. They do prizes. We do games. It's just a really good atmosphere, and the money goes to a good cause for your vendor space. So we're donating it to the church. And then they use it for local families in need, which is awesome.
Rosa, I was actually going to ask you about what the funds are used from the Holy Family Catholic Church. Tell us what you do with the money that's raised from this event.
Oh, yes, thank you. So we do use it for our parish needs, but specifically we also want to extend it, and we have extended it to our local Star Valley community. My ideal thing with the Council of Catholic Women that I lead is the fact that we are wanting to raise enough funds so that it's not just a minor assistance that we provide, such as paying a bill or a water electric or water bill, but also beyond that, you know, sometimes we just need that extra little money a month that we need to, we'd love to help people that are in need of making ends meet. So we want to raise it to a certain amount where that little small bill that we're paying could be a little bit more, $100, $200, so to get it to a level where it won't deplete funds, but yet will allow us to help with further assistance monetarily. And also, Duke, I just wanted to say, one of the reasons that I'm just so happy that Krista has, decided to do our Christmas bazaar this year. She has a great story in that she is a cancer survivor, and one of her passions for doing what she does is, in fact, because of what she went through, it's kind of a through hell and back, and just her work ethic, her event, her sales, and how she's very much active in the community is what impresses me so much, and I just wanted to put that out there. So,
you're so sweet, Rosa. You're going to make me cry on the air.
Well, it does say a lot about what you do. I mean, Krista, we had talked about supporting the local business, but it is a passion for you because of your background and the things that you've done. And so it's more than just, I want to have a business and I want to be part of this event. I mean, it's personal for you.
It is. The side effects from what I went through make it so I can't work. So I needed some way to support myself, and this is how I do it, and I'm able to help people in the process. So
excellent. Well, we appreciate you both for taking some time with us this morning. Rosa, anything else you wanted to mention about the event this Saturday at the Holy Family Catholic Church in Thane?
Well, I just encourage the whole Star Valley community to come out and have a good time. One of the things I neglected to mention is we also have a cute little Christmas shop backdrop, and I encourage people to bring their cell phones and bring their selfie on. We are doing a little box just for any donation for that. So I encourage people to come and do their Christmas photo for this year. So we will have a nice backdrop where they could do it, and it's self-serve, so just come on out. It's going to be a great time. We do have games, and we make it fun, and it's a great opportunity to get into the Christmas spirit while supporting a local fundraiser.
Again, joining us this morning, that's Rosa Montano with the Holy Family Catholic Church and the Christmas Bazaar fundraiser. It happens this Saturday from 10 to 3 at the Catholic Church in Thane. All the vendors, raffles, and food will be there. Again, that early bird entry, it's a $5 general admission, but you get in early, and you get an extra raffle ticket. And Rosa, that's just a limited number of those tickets available, right? So first come, first serve on the early birds?
Right. Yes, thank you. It's first come, first served. It's only limited to 30 shoppers.
All right. Well, again, the event,
we're calling it a preview, a pre-buy event.
Ah, gotcha. All right, so that begins at 9 o'clock. General admission is free, opens up at 10 o'clock. And Rosa, yes. Krista, thank you so much for your time today. We appreciate it.